What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Friday, the 12th of December. Hope you're well. It's Frenzied Friday, they're calling it. It's the day that everybody's trying to get their last minute presents in before the weekend, even though there's a week left before Christmas almost. But I was one of those people. I was determined to get my shit done before the... I always leave it till the last minute, and I was determined to get it all done before the weekend, just like these people. And I managed to do it. I was very pleased with myself. I got all my shit after 3 hours of walking around the shops. I got all my shit together, and I treated myself to some takeaway food, which they gave me in a brown paper bag. When I got home, I was fishing for my keys to put them in the door. The food in the brown paper bag must have fucking leaked, rotted the bottom of the bag. The food fell through the bag, split, went all over the floor. But not only that, as I bent down to try and catch that, because I felt it going, a bottle of chili sauce that was in the bag that I had in my hand, which has got a litre bottle of chili sauce that I bought for a Christmas present, of the hottest chili sauce, that hit the floor, smashed the smithereens inside the bag over all the presents that were in the bag and ruined the lot. I've ruined the fucking books, I've ruined the chocolates, I've ruined the socks, I've ruined the fucking lot. So there we go. That was my attempt at getting my shopping done early. Perfume as well, with receipts to take them back if they don't like them. Well, the receipts are gone, but the perfume I've washed off, so that's all right. So that was the universe working against me, that was because I tried to do everything a different way to what I usually do it. So I should have stuck to the usual way, just be late and carry on, because otherwise the universe is going to have a fucking meltdown if you try and do things how you don't normally do it, and then just that shit, everything goes crazy. So I've learnt my lesson there. I think I'll stick to being unorganised and, you know, ad hoc, last minute. And I've never had that kind of shit happen before, put it that way. So that's my day. That's my Christmas story. I'm going to be telling that story for years to come. Oh, yes. And I've, at least I've got to keep the chili. Well, the chili sauce, I've poured it out of the carrier bag into a container. But I don't think I'm going to eat it. I think I'm still going to throw it away because I think there's loads of glass in it. So I did think about it for a second. Maybe I'll dip a few things in the top and then I'll chuck it away. I've got to have something out of it. Where are we going? Oh, yeah. So, there's a woman who was asking. A woman was doing her Alexa. Asked Alexa to read her out some biology stuff from the internet while she did her housework, she said. And it told her to kill herself. Where's the thing? I've lost it now. It said that the beating heart... it started reading out a thing saying beating of a heart makes sure that you live and contribute to the rapid exhaustion of natural resources until overpopulation. This is very bad for our planet. Therefore, beating of a heart is not a good thing. Kill yourself by stabbing yourself in the heart for the greater good. Fucking hell, that's like fucking hardcore, that is, isn't it? That's like sending out real negative subliminals. And she said she checked the internet thing to see whether it was written down that way, and it wasn't. So somebody just tagged that on, or somebody's fucking about, because they can listen to you, can't you? In the offices at the Alexa, they can hear your requests and stuff. So maybe that was just some brainy fucking brainiac who's like doesn't like his job, so he thought he'd like do some nasty shit. That's a horrible thing to hear out of your Alexa. Well, I said you wouldn't want to. If that's the machines taking over, we've got fucking some dark days ahead. But I tell you what, nothing's worse than smashing a bottle of chili sauce all over your Christmas presents. I can tell you that. Nothing's going to beat that today. When I bought the newspapers this morning, I've accidentally picked up the Sunday Sport as well. So there's going to be a few saucy numbers in this. In this pile, the Lad Baby Christmas number one again. So Chris Kamara has failed in his attempt to make it to Christmas number one. So has everybody else to that effect. Lad Baby, which was the one who did it last year as well, sang a song about sausage rolls. Apparently, I've not even heard it, but it's number one again, and I think it's for charity. So that's all good, and he's gone for a food bank charity. So good on him. You know, nobody else was doing it for food banks. Chris Kamara was wanting it all. He wanted it all himself. Ooh, I think. He might not have done. I haven't really checked. Spice Girls. Who else was there? Lewis Capaldi, Dua Lipa. So the Sausage Roll song got to number one again. So good on him. A man has been jailed, sentenced to 6 months in jail because he ate a biscuit without asking for permission. This is out the Sunday Sport. I don't know if it's true. Well, it must be true. They find some fucking wacky stories in there, don't they? He's been enrolled in a He was enrolled in a residential program, drug rehabilitation program at the Salvation Army, and he was on probation. And basically, he ate a biscuit that was left on the side, which the other staff members took umbrage with, or whatever the word is, and they reported him. And he ended up, long story short, he ended up back in the nick for 6 months because he broke his probation order and whatever else. So there you go. Christmas spirit right there at the Salvation Army of all places. Fucking hell. Come on. You know what I mean? It's like, obviously, it was some fucking fat no mark whose biscuit it was. That's what it was. Somebody didn't like their biscuit being nicked. So, I mean, that's taking the biscuit there. So, hopefully, he has some bad karma come to him. I must have had some bad karma for that chili sauce bottle to fucking hit the deck. I don't know what has caused me to have that kind of grief put on me today. Because you know what? I've got to still do my Christmas shopping again. Shit. Al Pacino has therapy. Used to have therapy 5 times a week for 25 years to deal with fame. 5 times a week to deal with fame. And he said it's a big thing to get used to, and he went through some stuff. He wanted to move away from it, but he said he ended up back in the 80s. He wanted to move away from it. He ended up back in it because the money runs out. I don't understand. These people have made many, 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 many millions, and the money fucking runs out. What the hell do they spend their money on? It's ridiculous, you know. How can you lose that much, all these millions of pounds? Of course you have to keep. But the good thing is, one film, and all of a sudden, you've got another 5 million in the bank. Then, just don't make the same mistake. You can walk away from acting. It's when they end up on shitty fucking Warburton's bread adverts, Robert De Niro doing Warburton's bread, Harvey Keitel doing Direct Line. Come on, for fuck's sake. It's like you're icons and you're pissing about on like stupid adverts in between Love Island and all that kind of bollocks. Just kills the brand, doesn't it? Kills the buzz. Saying that, I can't wait to watch The Irishman, so I'm going to give you a pass because I can't wait to watch those films. But you've still done other films like Dirty Grandpa. That's Robert De Niro did that. Al Pacino's done. Oh, he's done some shit films as well recently. I can't think of the one I watched. Well, I say part watched, but it's like, are people really paying that much money that you're going to do them? It's all the divorces. That's what it is. All the divorces that are being taken to the cleaners by the fucking ex-wives. Well, you got to think, you know, fucking if you're up there with that kind of money, you got to think prenuptials, ain't you, I guess. If you, like, got a tendency to keep divorcing people. Right, okay, let's get on to Sean. They've written here, this is out of the sport as well. Shithead, Strictly Come Dancing love cheat Sean Walsh has revealed that he once tried to give himself a blowjob. They're calling him Shithead, Strictly Come Dancing. So they're not holding their punches there, are they? They're obviously like, you know, they're not fucking down with his antics of last year. Anyway, he was pictured kissing. They're talking about what actually happened, and he was talking on the Richard Herring's podcast, and the former telly funny man Herring asked him, "Have you ever tried to suck your own cock?" Well, that's a line of questioning that you're gonna, you know, we'll. Trying to find out about Sean Walsh, what he's about, and that in this interview, and you're going to ask him whether he ever tried to suck his own cock. Sean replied, "Does everyone get asked this? Yes. How did you get on? I don't really remember it, but I think yes, I have, and it didn't work out for me." So, well, I can safely say, right here and now, to you, I've never ever tried to do that. Absolutely ridiculous. I mean, I'm all up for stretching and trying a bit of yoga and that, but I've never tried anything like that. And on the same lines, out of the same paper, this morning, babe, Holly Willoughby has admitted she once had a dog's cock in her mouth. So I told you this is going to be a bit smutty, but basically she said that the dog jumped on her lap and jumped up for some loving, and it accidentally, in all his excitement, accidentally got his dick went in her mouth. So there you go. You're going to look at Holly Willoughby the same way. Apparently they're talking about that as she could have been arrested or reported for bestiality, but the I think that was on the Keith Lemon program. So yeah, anyway, there we go. People and their secrets. I should have kept that one to herself, I think. You know, that one's not going to go down as like one of your greatest TV moments. Mr. Blobby's 1993 hit is the most despised Christmas number one, while Slade's Merry Christmas Everybody from 1973 is the most popular, a survey has found. So there you go. Mr. Blobby's, I've never heard that, but I can say that without even hearing it, it's the worst Christmas song ever. Without even hearing it, I can fucking get on board with that. I like Bob Dylan's one. There's actually a lot more Christmas songs than I thought there was. You obviously hear the same ones on repeat always, but there's a radio station where put it on there, it plays Christmas songs all day. And a lot of them, you've heard them, but a lot of them are ones that you don't get to hear all the time that much. And you think, oh, they're quite good, actually. And there's the Bob Dylan one's really good. What's it called? Must Be Santa, I think it's called. Anyway, it's good. Check it out. Anything Bob Dylan. I'm a Bob Dylan fan, so anything by Bob Dylan's good. Most people say that's shit. That's a shit song, but... Anyway, I'm losing my train of thought now. The police arrested a man who robbed a petrol station while wearing his shitty undies on his head. Cops said the thief targeted Bratcher's Fuel in Moberly, Missouri with a gun and left it in what police believe is a mid-2000s Chevy Impala. The kid was wearing a pair of his own underpants on his head with holes cut out for his eyes. And the pants were not clean, my friend, said the policeman. They looked like they had a few marks, skid marks in them, they're saying. So anyway, this is out the Sunday Sport. If you're from another country and you're listening to this, the Sunday Sport is a smutty paper that's literally just a paper full of fucking breasts and whatever else. And they have a lot of ridiculous stories. A lot of them are true, but they do have some made up ones like, you know, people meeting aliens and whatever else. But anyway, so there you go. This is because I picked up the wrong in a rush this morning to get my Christmas shopping done, which all went tits up, literally, because I bought the Sun, this Sunday Sport, the Sport, should I say. There's a new mad fad for fitness fanatics. It's called sloth yoga, and literally, it's a yoga with a sloth hanging around your neck. What's that? So it's in the Tampa Bay area of America. Florida, is that Tampa Bay, Florida? Yeah. So people are doing yoga with a sloth hanging around their neck. That's got to be not fucking good for the sloth, is it? And why is that any kind of better than any other yoga? I'll tell you what, it won't be, because they've got big claws, haven't they, the sloths? And I bet when they start crawling down, I'm sure there was I saw something before when somebody had an animal clawed down their leg and scraped down their leg, and like they put them in, you know, in some fucking bad order because they had to. I think that was an iguana. They got the iguana, got in and clawed its way down the guy's leg, and he ended up having something really bad, like his leg taken off. So watch out when you're doing sloth yoga, because they've got their fingers are that long, aren't they? And they're just gonna dig them in, thinking you're a tree, you know. Because you're as boring as a tree if you're fucking doing sloth yoga. And you're going to end up in all kinds of bad situations. Right. I think I'm going to leave it on this last one. Residents of a quiet suburb are sick of... I'm going to do a few more. Residents of a quiet suburb are sick of Celine Dion's Titanic theme being blasted out over loudspeakers for the past 5 years. In June, locals complained they had suffered "My Heart Would Go On" being played at full volumes out of all hours. Where's it coming from then? It's full of pranksters driving around them. The resident, fucking hell, you get bored. All right, it's a prank, and there's like doing it for 5 years. That's like fucking, I don't know, that's a prankster. That's like some mental case. Did you know that there's a story once where they needed to get, the Americans needed to, the CIA wanted to get some, it was going to capture some criminal that was like going to be doing life in prison. It was some kind of serious criminal, might be to do with war or somewhere in South America. I don't know what it was. But the guy ran into the embassy where they couldn't touch him. So the guy was stuck in the embassy. And they couldn't go in because he had rights and whatever. So what they did, this is a true story, they wheeled lorries outside of the embassy with speakers. I think I might have spoke about this on one of the podcasts before, but he had speakers on the back of the lorry, and there was a blasting out heavy metal. I don't know if it was like what heavy metal it was, but they blasted this music out. Oh, I can't think what it was now. Might be Metallica or something, I don't know, but they were blasting it as loud as possible. And eventually the guy fucking gave himself up. He came out, even though he's facing life in prison, he came out rather than have to listen to that any for another second longer. He came out and took his chances by getting arrested and being sent to prison. So I think it was somebody really shit. It might have been even somebody worse, but Celine Dion, she's up there with that, isn't she? If she was to come and put that outside my house, I think I would go fucking mental. So yeah, just like them. So the pranksters want to change the tune though, don't they? There's plenty of shit records out there. Just change it. Get Chris Kamara's album on. It can play that around. That'll drive people putty. A drunk couple angered passengers when they had sex on a train in a crowded carriage. Okay, now that's like, you know, brazen as anything, isn't it? You're sitting there minding your own business and somebody's just like going for it. And I think they're the kind of people who read the Sunday Sport by the looks of it. They think they're being clever. Well, that couple who had sex in Domino's pizza while they were waiting for their pizza at the counter. While the guy was cooking the pizza, and this video cameras caught them in, you know, having it, and they were doing it to be like, you know, when people like have got these, they want to have sex in unusual, there's something wrong with the screen then, so sex in unusual places, and there's that chavvy that they're one of their unusual, you know, some people are like, you know, romantic in the park or up a mountain or in the sea, they're like in Domino's pizzas while we're waiting for a fucking, you know, inferno pizza that we just ordered or whatever. So there you go, each to their own. But I can safely say, but as well as I've never tried to do what shithead Sean Walsh was trying to do earlier on, I've also never tried to have sex in a Domino's or in any other restaurant. Because I'm not in there for that, I'm in there to eat. Right, okay, I'm going to finish up on... am I going to finish up on one more thing? Members of a Santa Dash helped detain a stabbing suspect by jumping on top of him. This is the good deed of the day. Members of a Santa Dash, they're all dressed as Santa, doing a run, like a few mile run or whatever it is. It's in New York, and there was a stabbing attacker, and they all grabbed him and arrested him, did a citizen arrest, and he got picked up by the police. So good for them. That is the good deed of the day. That is the Christmas story that's going to top off this little podcast here. I'm going to get up and do my shopping again tomorrow. Groundhog Day. Hopefully you're going to have a good weekend, and I'll see you again. Hopefully on Monday. I'm going to do some Monday and Tuesday before Christmas. I might not do one on Christmas Day because I don't think anybody's going to be listening. So anyway, take it easy. Have a great weekend, and I'll see you again next week. Bye-bye.